Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
You've probably seen people on the sports fields, and you probably think, man, they're talented, they're gifted. Then you see some people on the team that just stand out from the most, and they say, man, they're talented, they're gifted. And then you may be at a show somewhere and someone's singing and you're just saying, wow, that person can really sing, they're gifted. Or it could be in the workplace and someone's just really good at their trade. It could be accountancy, it could be nursing, it could be a plumber, a bricklayer, baker, candlestick maker. And you think, man, they're really good at their work. They're gifted. And no doubt you've probably seen those people, and sometimes we can be impressed and probably stand in awe, or sometimes we see the most gifted and those that are got talent, even the people on the stage here and those who teach, and we just think, oh, wow, they're so gifted. Or someone may be serving on the coffee cart and you just say, that person is gifted. They can make a soy flat white like nobody else. Who's ever gone to a cafe, you ask for your coffee and you drink it and you say, I will never go back there again. What you're actually saying is they're not gifted. But people are gifted. But I want to go further than that today. I believe that not only are some people gifted, but I believe that every person that's on this planet is gifted. You have a gift and a talent. Not always does it get on the main field. Not always does it get on the main stage. But every person is gifted. Even a person playing rugby on the field. You know, we may see the 10, 11, 12 people are on the field, but we don't see the 100 that are behind them. We see people on stage singing, playing, but we don't see the people behind them. And I just want us to realize today that each one of us has a place. Whatever the world population is at the moment, maybe 7 or 8 billion people. What's interesting, which kind of plays with my mind, is that no two people are exactly the same. I had someone come up to me yesterday as I was flying back from Port Macquarie, and they said to me, "Ah, hey, how are you, Pastor John? I saw you last week in Melbourne at a conference." Oh, I said, oh, great, fantastic. But I wasn't in Melbourne last week. So he saw someone like me. So there may be people like you, but there's no one exactly the same. What does that mean? God doesn't make a copy. He makes originals. You're an original. When you go home today, look in the mirror and say, thank God there's no one else like me on this earth. Some of you will understand that later, you know. One's enough. But what's amazing is that there's no thumbprint exactly the same. So if all the world was thumbprinted and it was all on data, they could come straight to you. No one like you. And what's interesting that God not only makes individuals, but he puts gifts, talents, and abilities into our life. Yeah, sure, there may be someone who can do the trade you're doing, maybe an accountancy, maybe woodwork, plumbing, nursing, singing. No one does it like you. There's thousands of preachers in the world. There's none like me. If there is, they're copying off me. Why get a copy when you have the original? And I just think sometimes we underestimate ourselves, and because someone else can do that, but not everyone can do it like you. There's mum sitting here today, and you've got gifts and talents, and it seems like in this season of life they're kind of on hold because kids. And some people get frustrated with kids, but you need to understand that God's gifted you in your season right now to be that person. So when God gives us gifts, everyone say gifts. He doesn't say a gift. You get the gift of salvation, but then he gives gifts. What does that mean? Well, just say if I was 18 and I was a gifted runner, or I was, and then I had an injury. Whoop, pack it up, man. All gifts are over. No, there's other gifts that God would give you. And sometimes gifts are forged out of the negatives of life and sometimes out of the positives of life, but God has given each one of us gifts. And whatever season you're in life, you might say, oh, well, my gift is, it's run its season. That may be true, but God's got other gifts for the new season you're coming into. The gifts of God are an amazing attribute to His grace and to His confidence in you. And I just really pray that today, from the youngest to the oldest, that you will start to understand that God has gone out of His way not only to gift you and grace you with salvation, but He's gone out of His way to gift you with gifts, talents, and abilities that enhance your life, but also enhance the lives of others as we develop them. Well, you might say today, John, you're a bit afraid to do anything because you might think, I may do the wrong thing. Can I just give you a couple of inside secrets? You ready? Live for God, be in church, and find something to do. And if you find something to do, you may hate it. But do it for 3 months, because you know what you've just done? Eliminated. If you're trying to find it straight off, good luck. It's usually in the trials and errors that we try this, try that. And you'll find something. Same in the workplace. You'll find something that, wow, this works for me. It really helps. It's really empowering. And I want to go through a bit of a scriptural background today for what we need to tell and teach you. And I think this is going to be a great blessing. Already it's a great blessing. So Romans chapter 12 and verses 6 to 8. And I want to read it in the Amplified Bible. You say, John, oh, geez, I left my Amplified Bible at home. Don't worry, it's on the screen. And it says this, having gifts, and then look at this, faculties, talents, qualities. So what is a gift? It's a faculty, it's a talent, it's a quality that differ according to the grace given to you, the charisma that's been given to us. And then it says, let us use them. Then he goes on to explain a couple of things. He whose gift is prophecy, let him prophesy according to proportion of his faith. He whose gift is practical service, let him give himself to serving. He who teaches to his teaching, to he who exhorts, encourages to his exhortation. He who contributes, let him do so in simplicity. Listen to me. Don't be complicated. Do it simplicity and liberality. He who gives aid with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. I just want to point out something that I thought was very interesting there. You go back to verse 6 and it says, having gifts, faculties, talents, qualities that differ according to the grace given to us. What's the next few words? Let us. Hello? Oh. You are to use what God's given to you. Oh, but Pastor John, I've been to university and I've got a doctorate in singing. I've not only got a plaque, but I've got one of them things. I look at it, it's on my bookshelf. I did the 4 years. I'm gift. Do you ever sing? No. Why? Not too confident. Or you ask other people, do you sing? No, I'm better than them. It's just not where I'm at, you know. Hey, if you've got a gift, the Bible says to use it. And whatever your gift and talent is, sometimes we just sit back and we just think, yeah, I could do that, but not sure. Someone may have a gift of hospitality and you go up to them and they're so friendly but they're reserved and you just think, hey, how are you? Enjoy church, enjoy people. Oh man, absolutely love people, love church. Fantastic. You love people? Yeah. And they begin to say, you know, someone prophesied to me that I had a gift of hospitality. And he says, I've written it down and here it is, I've got a gift of hospitality. But do you use it? No. I just think, what's the use of having something if you're not going to use it? And the Bible says, hey, be careful what you got. If you know you've got it, you could lose it. So you gotta use it or you lose it. And if you've got a gift of hospitality, what's that? What's hospitality means? You've got the ability to make people feel relaxed. Not everybody's got it. We're all to be friendly. But not everyone's kind of got this gift where they just walk up and they can begin to talk to you and you feel like after 2 minutes you've known them for the rest of your life. You want to go and hang out with them. There's just something warm and inviting about them. You say, do you use your gift of hospitality? Nah. We don't like having people around our house. You know, they bring mud on their shoes. You know, we did once a kid, you know, put a dirty mark on our couch. Hey, if you don't want to have them at your house, it doesn't mean you're